So this day of great rejoicing and mispronunciation for Our Lady of Guadalupe, the patroness of Americas. So on Monday, you know, we celebrated the feast, the solemnity of Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, and she's the patron of the United States. Our Lady of Guadalupe is the patroness of all the Americas, South America, Central America, and North America. So we have this double protection of our Blessed Mother. And so we should always pray for a great and true devotion to her, because she is one of the greatest gifts. We can say the greatest gift is the Holy Eucharist, but our Blessed Mother is a close second, we can say, of the gifts that our Father in Heaven has given us to share His Mother with each one of us. And that's who she is. You know, we call the Church our Mother, Holy Mother Church. But we need a personal relationship to really fall in love, to really be devoted, to really enter into a friendship and a relationship. So it's hard for us to do that with the Church. So to help us, God gives us our Blessed Mother, gives us the Holy Virgin, Our Lady of Guadalupe, so that we can have a real person that we can devote ourselves to, that we can love. And so the Holy Rosary is a beautiful, beautiful way of continuing that relationship, that conversation with our Blessed Mother. And it should be part of our daily lives. You know, our Blessed Mother has appeared throughout the time, and she always encourages us to pray the Rosary. So I encourage you, with your families, to pray the Rosary daily. And ask Our Lady for the graces you need to be faithful. Because what Our Lady said at the end of the Gospel should be the phrase that we all say. It should be our hashtag. It should be our motto. It should be our everything. That I am the slave. I am the handmaid. I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. This is what the goal of our life is. And whatever God asks of you, whatever your vocation is in life, our Blessed Mother will help you to say yes, so that you can say, I am the handmaid, I am the servant, I am the slave of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. And I guess, and I hope that you know the story of Guadalupe a little bit. This man, Juan Diego, he was in his 50s, so he's an old man for some of y'all, but he was a new Christian. And he was so devoted that he would go to Mass every day. He would walk to Mass every day. And on one of his walks to Mass, he heard this beautiful music. And so he went to explore to where the music was coming from. So he climbed up this mountain, Tepeyac, however you say that mispronounced word. He climbed up this hill, and he encountered the Blessed Virgin. And she had a beautiful message for him. And she asked that he go talk to his bishop, because she wanted a church built there. Because the land was divided. That area of Mexico, there was not unity. The different peoples were fighting with each other. They didn't like each other. And our Blessed Mother came to bring peace. So maybe there's some fighting in your families, or fighting amongst your friend groups, or there's some people that you don't get along with. Ask our Blessed Mother. She will help you. But the bishop didn't really believe him. So the bishop asked for a sign. And so the next time Juan Diego saw our Blessed Mother, he said, I gave the message, but the bishop wants a sign. So she said, go pick the roses. It was the wintertime. It was the mountain was covered with snow. And wasn't the time or the place for roses. But as faithful servant, he went and he found these beautiful roses. And he gathered them in his tilma, a garment much like this. He covered them up. And then when he went to the bishop, when he opened up his garment and the roses fell to the ground, on his garment was the image, our image of Guadalupe. And if you study this image, you can see how many beautiful things are in there. Even the details in her eye, it's a reflection of what she was looking at that time in December of 1531. The people who were in the room, are reflected in her eyes. And the scientists have studied this image, and they don't understand it. It wasn't painted. They don't know how it got there. And sometimes they say it's almost like it's a living fabric. And this fabric was made out of vegetables. And we know vegetables don't last very long. It should have deteriorated. It should have fallen apart within a few years. But 500 years later, it's still there. And no one understands how. But we know because it's our Blessed Mother. And she loves us. And she wants us to always be faithful to her. So she gives us signs like this so that we won't be afraid. We won't have any reason not to go to her. And there's so many beautiful things in this image that tell us just how much God loves us. And this is the message that she gave to Juan Diego. Know for certain, the littlest of my sons, that I am the perfect and perpetual Virgin Mary, the mother of the true God, through whom everything lives, the Lord of all, near and far, the master of heaven and earth. And then she said, listen, put into your heart, my youngest and dearest son, that the thing that frightens you, the thing that afflicts you, is nothing. Do not let it disturb you. So maybe, what are those things in your life that you're afraid of? Especially as you get into middle school and you're preparing to go to high school. What are the things that you're afraid of? What frightens you? Let our Blessed Mother come to you and tell you these words. That it's nothing. Don't let it disturb you. Then she goes on to say, am I not here who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? How many of us, especially when we're younger, but when we're older too, run to our mom when we're afraid or we're having problems and we don't understand, had a bad day at school? We want our mom to take care of us. When we're sick, we want our mom to take care of us. This is what Mary is saying to Juan Diego and saying to each one of you. Am I not here? Am I not your mother? Am I not the source of your joy? Are you not in my mantle? Are you not in the crossing of my arms? She's saying, am I not hugging you close to my heart? Do you need something more? So this is what devotion to our Blessed Mother does. It gives us the confidence to entrust ourselves to her. And when we do that, we realize that we need nothing else. There are so many opportunities, especially this time of year, to want everything. We make our list for Santa. We want to go shopping. We have all these desires for all these things. But they all pass. They all fade away. They really become nothing. Our Blessed Mother saying is, come to me. Come to me and you will need nothing else. Because our Blessed Mother only brings us to Jesus. That's her only job, is to get you close to Jesus. And that's why you were made. And when you get close to Jesus, when the Lord invites you to do anything, big or small, just like our Blessed Mother, you'll have the courage, the confidence, and the enthusiasm to say, I am the slave, the servant of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. Let nothing worry you. Let nothing disturb you. Let Jesus be enough. And so we say, Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us.